Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Hillary. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm evil. So don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone, because I'm you mess around with me.
Hello, all my Elvis History Trivia playing friends. Tonight is another Trivia Hour with your host, Shauna. I will be your host, and we're going to have a good time tonight. There are some changes in the rules, so pay close attention to how we're going to do this. Very close attention. I am going to ask, oops, I forgot to do something. Hold on, I got to do it real fast. Let me get this really quick. Hold on a minute. Excuse me. Hold on. Okay. I am going to ask a question, and you all are already in my chat group. Okay? Now, if you know the answer, or you think you know the answer, you will push this heart emoji in the chat room. Once that heart emoji is pushed in the chat room, you will go into Messenger. You will go into my personal Messenger, and then you will type me your answer. You have as long as you hear this bell. Bell here somewhere, where to go. You have as long as this doesn't ring. When this rings, why is it taking so long? It's not ringing. Okay. I guess that isn't it. There we go. You hear that bell? When that bell rings, that's as long as I'll take answers. Okay? So do you understand? Yes, Victoria, my personal message box. That way nobody can copy other people's answers. Nobody can see everybody's answers. Nobody can try to cheat. It'll all be legitimate. It'll all be fun, and it'll all be there for me to see. Do you understand? So let me give you guys an example question. Just for testing, okay? This is for testing. What is my favorite color? What is my favorite color. And then you will go into my personal message,
sure,
and you will write to me my favorite color in personal message. Now, Rhonda did it right. Greg, Sue, Greg, you're going to have to write in personal message. Here, let me help you out here, man. You've got to do it right or you're not going to get the points. Okay, Angel wrote me, Manette wrote me, Ann wrote me, Sue wrote me, Rhonda wrote me. Hey, Greg, you're going to have to write me the answer here. I just wrote you. You've got to use my personal messenger to write the answers, okay, Greg? All right. Okay. Everybody got it right except for Greg. Greg, my favorite color is purple. Okay. My favorite color is purple, but thanks for trying. I mean, you can't get purple without mixing red and blue, though. Okay, so do you understand? When I ask a question, you will put the heart emoji in the chat. So that will tell me that you think you know the answer. Then that will give you enough time to go into personal messenger and write the answer to me directly. Any answers put in the trivia chat will not count. So you guys are going to have to write me in personal messenger. Do you understand? Okay? I think this will be okay. After tonight, you guys will understand completely. But it's just a good way for nobody to cheat or no one to feel bad because the answer's been given out three times before, any of that stuff. Okay? Do you want me to give you another pretend question so you guys can get it right? Or do you think it's okay that we start? I'm waiting on thumbs up from you all. Okay, Rhonda got it. Ann says she got it. Sue said okay. Brandon says it's okay. Okay, so, okay, we're going to begin. And I'm going to go ahead and write this your names down. So Rhonda's playing. Greg is playing. Ann is playing. Sue is playing. Brandon is playing. Angel is playing tonight. Victoria's playing. Is there anybody else? Manette. She said she was going to try to play. So, okay. Let's see here. We got to put down the numbers from last week. Those numbers. Hold on. So, Victoria had 2 from last week, correct? Manette, you had 8. Angel, you didn't play, but you're playing tonight. So, great, great, great. Brandon, you didn't play last week, but you're playing tonight. That's good. Sue had 10 last week. Ann had 13. Rhonda had 17. Greg had 14. That looks like that's all who's playing. All right. All right. Okay. So here we are. Are you ready? Now remember, you guys have to put the heart emote in the chat group to let me know that you guys think you know the answer, and then you need to come to my personal Facebook and message me personally with the answer so nobody can see it. Okay? When you hear the bell, that's when time is up. Are you guys ready? I know you've been waiting all day. So let's begin. All right. Let's start with this one. Most of us know Elvis was born in a shack in Tupelo, Mississippi. But can you name the road or street that the shack was on? What road or street was Elvis's shack on in Tupelo, Mississippi? I know this is a hard beginning one, but this wasn't asked by me. Our special guy wanted you all to answer this one. Not my fault. What street was Elvis's shack in Tupelo on? All right, I got one heart from Rhonda. All right. Any more hearts, guys? No? No more takers? Okay. No more takers. All right. All right, Manette said she thinks she knows. You got to write me on personal messenger, Manette. Okay. Manette says it's Elvis Presley Road. And Rhonda says it's Old Saltillo Road. And the answer is, you guys ready? The answer is 306 Old Saltillo Road. So, Rhonda, you've got 1 point. You got it right. Good job, guys, following directions. I appreciate you guys with this new way we're doing it. So thank you. Okay, this is a question about an Elvis movie. What Elvis movie was this song in? Listen carefully. What Elvis movie was this song in?
All right. I've been thumbing rides, traveling lights, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs, fields and plains, searching till the early dawn. For a long-legged girl with a short dress on, riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn. For that long-legged girl with a short dress on, and everywhere it goes, she's standing and gone. She's fine. It's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine. I just can't rest till I make her mine. Been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, searching high and searching low. Everything depends upon that long-legged girl with a short dress on. She's fine. It's just too bad she's traveling kind. So fine. I just can't rest.
Wait for the bell. All right. Thank you, guys. Now, Greg said it was Live a Little, Love a Little. Manette said Double Trouble. Victoria said Double Trouble. Anne says Double Trouble. Sue said Clam Bake. Rhonda says Double Trouble. And Brandon said Double Trouble. The correct answer is Double Trouble. All right. Thank you guys for learning how to play this right. Thank you guys. Thumbs up. We're going to get this. Good job. Good job. Okay. Next question. In which Elvis film did Joan Blackman play the part of Molly Duval? In which film did Joan Blackman play the part of Molly Duval? Okay. Thumbs up, guys. Uh-huh. Greg thinks it's Rossabout. Brandon said G.I. Blues. Victoria said Blue Hawaii. And Rhonda said Blue Hawaii. Okay. The right answer, oh, Anne says it's Blue Hawaii as well. The correct answer is Blue Hawaii. Okay? Blue Hawaii. All right. Next question. Now, this is a trick question. It's a trick one, so pay close attention. How old was Gladys when she died? How old Elvis's mama Gladys when she died? Okay. Greg thinks it's 43. Angel thinks it was 42. Manette thinks it was 46. Sue says 42. Victoria says 42. Rhonda says 44. And Brandon says 42. The reason why it's a trick question is because she was 46. When she died. If you remember correctly, Gladys lied about her age to Mary Vernon. She was 4 years older than Vernon. Vernon was 17 and she was 21. She would have been 46 when she passed. The correct answer. Go, Miss Manette. You got that one right. Not many people put that down in the history books, but the reason why it's a trick question is because lots of people say 42, lots of people say 44, but the real answer is 46 because she lied about her age so she can marry Vernon. Mm-hmm. That's right, Angel. She lied about her age. It is 46. All right. Here is another song question. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Love a dog, 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 you're the cutest love doll that I ever did ever see. Let me tell you, love doll, you were meant just meant for me. On the first time that I saw you, how I fell for your girly charms. Love doll, I'm crazy for you. Let me rock you in my arms. I'm so glad I found you. Never thought dollies came full grown. I'm gonna tie a ribbon around you, wrap you up and take you home.
Love a doll,
I would never treat you badly.
Love a doll,
like a castaway broken toy.
Love a doll,
love a doll, I love you madly. Let me be your love boy. I'm so glad I found you. Never thought dollies came full grown. I'm gonna tie a ribbon around you, wrap you up and I take you home.
Love a doll,
I would never treat you.
Bell will be ringing soon. Okay, time's up. Manette says King Creole. Anne says loving you. Greg says King Creole. Rhonda said King Creole. Brandon said King Creole. And nobody else responded. Okay, the correct answer is King Creole. King Creole. Now, bonus question. You ready? What year did the movie King Creole come out? Year did the movie King Creole come out? What year did the movie come out, guys? Okay, so Sue says 1963. Greg says 1958. Manette says 1958. Brandon says 1958. And Miss Rhonda said 1958. And nobody else responded. Angel says 58. Okay, guys. The correct answer, 1958. So kudos to you guys. I've got to play a song really fast because my son ran in here. Could you guys give me a moment and take a little breather, okay? I'm going to play a song that was in the movie Loving You. This is Lonesome Cowboy, and I'll be right back.
I am just a lonesome cowboy. And I'm traveling all alone. I ain't even got a nickel to call my baby on the beyond the mountain lies a city, and I hear it calling me. Saddle up and ride, you lonesome cowboy. Here is where you'll find your destiny. In my dreams the lights shine bright and pretty, near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? How am I only reaching for a star?
For a star, for a star, for a star.
Ride, ride, ride.
Ride along, cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy.
Sing,
sing, sing.
Okay, y'all, I'm back. Sorry about that. I have a son. It happens. Okay, the next question, listen very carefully. All right. During Elvis's military career, where was Elvis stationed when he was granted emergency leave to see his mother before she died? Where was Elvis stationed when he was granted emergency leave to see his mother before her death? Waiting on those answers, folks. I'm seeing all the purple hearts. Let me see the answers. You guys are doing such a good job following directions. I love it. Thank you, guys. Where was Elvis stationed when his mother died? All right. Here are the answers from you all here. Greg said Fort Knox. Brandon said Memphis. Rhonda said Fort Hood. Sue says Fort Hood. Angel said Germany. No more answers because the bell rang. The correct answer is Fort Hood. Fort Hood. And Ann said Fort Chaffee, but the answer is Fort Hood in Texas. All right. Now here's another fun one. Pay close attention now. Okay. What was the only product ever promoted by Elvis Presley in a commercial? What was the only product ever promoted by Elvis Presley in commercial? I'm seeing those hearts. Let me see your answers now. All right, the answers are coming in. I see the hearts. I need to see those answers, y'all. Boy, this is fun. The suspense is killing me. Is that all? Is that going to be your final say? Now I see Manette. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. There's Ann. Oh, the bell. The bell just tolled. Okay, let's see these answers here. Ann says cola. Manette says donuts. Sue says donuts. And Rhonda said Southern Maid donuts. I will take all the answers that are donuts. That is correct. The only product he ever promoted in a commercial was donuts. That's correct. Good job. Good job. I love it. Now, here is another song question. Okay? What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Preacher preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed, his eyes all red and the wine in his head, wishing he was dead, but he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your
lies.
Clean up your own backyard. Just end your business, I'll
tend
to mine.
Clean up, mister.
Drugstore cowboy criticizing, acting like he's better than you and me. Sidewalk supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come close.
riots and he ducks out of sight and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Clean up your own backyard.
Okay, I see the answers. We're waiting on that bell, y'all. All right, here are your answers. Victoria said it was trouble with girls. Greg says trouble with girls. Rhonda says trouble with girls. Brandon says trouble with girls. And Sue, yours came in at 9:01 p.m., but I'll give it to you. There you go. Okay, the correct answer was trouble with girls. Congratulations. If you've got that, you got it right. Okay? All righty. Okay. Next question. What was Elvis's mom's room color at Graceland? What was Elvis's mom's room color at Graceland? I see those hearts. Let me see your answer. I see those hearts, y'all. The bell's gonna ring soon. Start typing your answer now. All right, are you guys ready? Here are your answers. Manette says pink. Greg says red. Brandon says pink. Sue says purple. Rhonda says purple. And Anne says cream and purple. The correct answer is purple. But Miss Anne, I'll give you cream and purple because purple's in there. Thank y'all for that. Yep. Now, here is another question. What year did the movie Trouble with Girls come out? What year did the movie The Trouble with Girls come out? I'm seeing the hearts now. You guys got to put in your answer. Okay. Time is up. Let's see who's got them right now. Angel says 1969. Boy, that was a good year. Manette says 1969. Anne says 1969. Brandon said 1968. Sue says 62. Rhonda says 1969. The correct answer? 1969. So congratulations there, guys. Congrats. Now we're going to go back to a song. Let's see which one I picked here. We're going to go back to a song. Tell me, what movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Cowboy, cowboy, marry me, I'll bake you a cherry pie. Well, thank you very kindly, ma'am, but I'm too young to die. Hi, lo, do-si-do, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty gal in a cane and a high starch collar. cowboy, if you marry me, I'll be your darling Jenny. Now why should I drink from just one well when I can drink from 20? High, low, do-si-do, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starched collar. A cowboy, cowboy, name the day. July'd be nice, I reckon. I'll gladly meet you at the church, July the 32nd. High, low, do-si-do, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starched collar. You sleep all day and spoon all night and eat your favorite chow. Then why should I get married, ma'am? That's what I'm doing now. High, low, do-si-do, stay single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty gal in a cane and a high-starched collar.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys till the bell. Keep on thinking. It's so weird not talking right now. I'm going to let you guys think about it. All right. The bell has tolled. Okay, here are the answers. Sue says charo. Greg says love me tender. Rhonda says flaming star. Anne thinks wild in the country. And Brandon says flaming star. The correct answer, flaming star. And Victoria said, stay away, Joe, or kissing cousins. But the right answer is flaming star. Flaming star. Okay, next question. You guys ready? What is Vernon's house on behind Graceland? What street is Vernon's house on behind Graceland? What's the street called? What's the street called? I can take the street or the full address. It doesn't matter to me. But what street is Vernon's house on? Okay, I'm seeing the purple hearts, but I need to start seeing the answers now in Messenger. Okay, Van Bell. Sue says Dolan Drive. Brandon says Elvis Presley Boulevard. Rhonda says Dolan Drive. The correct answer is Dolan Drive. It's actually 1266 Dolan Drive, but you guys got it right. And Manette, too. She got it right. So let me write these down. Manette, Sue, and Rhonda. Okay, thank you. And I see you're here, Rita. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. All right. Just know that if you guys come in late, it's hard to play the game because we're already halfway through. But hello. Okay. The next question. Now, this is a trick question, so I hope you guys get it right. If you guys listen to my shows, you'll get it right. Here's the question. What was the girl's name that was supposed to go on tour with Elvis in his last tour that Ginger didn't know about? What was the girl that was supposed to go on Elvis's last tour that Ginger did not know about? What was the girl's name? What was the girl's name that was supposed to go on tour with Elvis, his last tour, that Ginger did not know about? Are you kidding me? I see one purple heart. Really? You guys aren't even going to try and guess? When he had too many women that you just can't figure it out. See, Greg put a purple heart. Come on, guys. Guess if you have to, you might get it right. Come on now. Okay. Brandon says her name was Joyce. Greg says her name was Ashley. Manette thinks it's Sheila. Anne says Marie. Nope. 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 Unfortunately, those are all wrong answers. The lady that was supposed to have gone on tour with Elvis in his last tour that Ginger did not know about, her name was Alicia. Alicia Kerwin. Alicia Kerwin. Now remember that, because that could be asked again later. Alicia Kerwin. And to this day, Ginger does not even know about her. She's in denial. Okay. All right. Here's one that I think y'all will get right. I know y'all were going to get this one right. Are y'all ready? Okay. What was Elvis's favorite color? What was Elvis's favorite color? Now I'm seeing all these purple hearts now. Let me see your answer. Come on. What is Elvis' favorite color? What's his favorite color, y'all? This is actually a trick question. Y'all think it's obvious, but it's not. It's going to be something way out there. Okay. What was Elvis's favorite color? Let's see. Manette says she heard pink. Rhonda says pink. I did that wrong. Rita says blue. Anne says same as mine, so I'm guessing you mean blue. Phone turned off. Hold on, guys. I hate when that happens. So we've got, I can't accept that one, Anne, because you already said your first answer. I'm not going to get with the second answer. We can't do that. It's first answer, first come, first serve. If you don't get it right the first time, you can't guess and get it right the second time. That's not how it works. Plus, the bell already went ding, ding, ding. So, let's see. Manette says she thinks it's pink. Rhonda says she thinks it's pink. Greg says blue. Sue says blue. Brandon says blue. Victoria says blue. Well, guess what, y'all? It's pink. That's right. Y'all might not know that. You might think since he wore blue a lot and did some songs that got blue in the cover, his favorite color was pink at one time. So I was just going to say it's pink. Manette and Rhonda got it right. He really loved pink. He didn't talk about it a lot because it wasn't a manly color, but he liked it. Okay. Could you hold on a second, guys? Really, seriously? My son again. It's just one of those nights, I guess. Let me play this quick song real fast. I'll be right back.
I look at you, and well, I'm head over heels. I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad, and yet I'm feeling so well. I stumbled, I fell, one crazy kiss, and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cake of ice. You skate along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell, I never thought I'd get kicked to buy your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I feel like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped,
I stumbled, I fell, I never thought I'd get tricked to buy a sweet talking lie. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out well. I stumbled, I fell,
I slipped,
I stumbled, I fell.
All right, I'm back. Forgive me, guys. You know I'm a mama. Can't help it. Okay, here we go. Next question. Pay close attention. What two presidents was Elvis related to? What two past presidents was Elvis related to? Awesome. Purple hearts. I like that. I like that a lot. So which two presidents is Elvis related to? I'm loving these answers. For the bail. What two presidents? All right. Okay, I can't accept any more answers. And I said, what two presidents? Some people are just writing me one. I can't give you credit if it's just one. I asked, what are the two presidents? Manette says Jimmy Carter and Abraham Lincoln. Anne says Jimmy Carter, but you didn't get the second one, honey. Sorry. So Manette got it right. Okay. Rita got it right. Victoria got it right. Lincoln and Carter. Mm-hmm. Greg says Nixon and Carter. Not right. Jimmy Carter is, but Nixon was never related. Sue said the same thing, Carter and Nixon. So I asked for the two, and I can't give you guys a half a credit. Brandon says Abraham Lincoln and Jimmy Carter. So that's true. And Rhonda said Abraham Lincoln and Jimmy Carter. So those are correct. There you go. Okay. Listen carefully. Next time I say give me two, I'm going to need the two answers for y'all to get a credit. You can't just give me one. I've got to have two because I asked for two. Okay. That's how it works. All right. What year did Elvis start dyeing his hair black? What year did Elvis start dyeing his hair black? I see all these hearts. Let me see the answers. What year did he decide to start dyeing his hair black? We all know he started dyeing it for the movies. But what year did he decide to do it? The bell is about to ring, guys. Okay, are you guys ready? Greg says 1956. Brandon says 1957. Rhonda says 56. Sue says 58. Rita says 57. Anne says 56. Okay. The correct answer? 1957. He decided to do it before he did Jailhouse Rock or Loving You, one of those movies, but it was 57. And you can surely tell on the big screen that his hair was a dirty blonde in the movie Love Me Tender. But once he started the next movie, it was jet black. So 1957 is the correct answer. Okay? All right. Now, this is another song. One. What movie, and some of y'all are going to get this right off the bat. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Oh, I'm really feeling mighty low. No, 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 I got no place that I can go. So I got some blues to sing, and oh, so much remembering, whoa. Black cats, keep away from me. Take my advice, go shinny up a tree. I've got a hard luck, the hardest kind of luck you'll find. I ain't lying, I've got the bluest kind of blue. It's driving me right out of my mind. She's gone, said toodaloo. Kiss Tiger.
That bell's about to ring, folks. All right. Manette says Frankie and Johnny. Greg says Viva Las Vegas. Rhonda says Frankie and Johnny. Ann says King Creole. Victoria says Frankie and Johnny. Rita says Frankie and Johnny. Sue says King Creole. Brendan says Frankie and Johnny. The correct answer, Frankie and Johnny. And daggummit, Miss Sue, I figured you would get that right since you watched the movie this morning, honey bunny. That's one of the reasons why I put it in. Oh, well. Okay, for a bonus, what year did the movie Frankie and Johnny come out? What year did Frankie and Johnny come out? Come on. What year? What year did Frankie and Johnny come out? Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Oh, Lordy, how they could love. What year did Frankie and Johnny come out? That bell is going to ring, folks. Get the year in there. All right. Greg says Team 61. Ann says 1966. Rita says 1966. Rhonda says 1966. Manette says 1966. The correct answer. And Miss Sue says 1966. The correct answer is 1966. That's the correct answer, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this one, guys? What movie was this song in? What movie?
Now once it was told to me, we're born with the magic key.
It opens the door to miracles of spring. It takes you to wishing wells, to ice cream and carousels. And yet this magic key won't unlock a thing unless you have a happy, you have a happy, have a happy, warm smiling face. Now start believing, in believing. Let your address be sunshine and place. There's love and there's joy untold, much more than your heart can hold. It's there like the ring you grabbed on a merry-go-round. The world isn't half as great with friends on a rainy day, but people keep away when you wear a frown. You've got to have a happy, you have a happy, have a happy, warm smiling face. Stop believing, and believing. Let your address be sunshine place. Let your address be sunshine.
Bell's about to ring in a minute. Okay, time is up. Okay, Sue says clam bake. Victoria says rostabout. Rita says change of habit. Rhonda says change of habit. Greg says change of habit. Brandon says change of habit. And the correct answer, change of habit. Yep, it's change of habit, folks. Okay, the next one is also a song. What movie was this song in? What movie was this song in?
Waiting at the railroad track, hot dog. You say you're coming home for good, hot dog. I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate, hot dog. I fell in love with you and then you went away. But now you're coming home to stay, hot dog. Soon everything will be alright, hot dog. We're gonna have a ball and man, I got a pocket. Every day was like misery, but now you're coming back to me, hot dog. My mind is going to go insane, hot dog. When you come walking off the train, you know how lonely I have been, but when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog.
Bell's about to ring, folks. Okay. See what your all's answers is. Greg says it was loving you. Manette says loving you. Rhonda says loving you. Rita says loving you. Brandon says loving you. The correct answer is loving you. It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more for the win. One more, and this is also a song. Okay, one more for the win, guys. What, let me see here if you find it. What movie was this song in?
Adam and evil, they go hand in hand. Eve taught him sin, that's the way it all began. But every time you kiss me, my heart pounds like a drum. So if trouble is a woman, trouble, here I come. I'm lonely like Adam, you're evil like Eve. I shouldn't take forbidden fruit, cause I believe I'll be heading straight for heartache. I should cut loose and run, but if loving you means heartache, heartache, here I come. You're not the angel that I dreamed about, but you're the devil I don't want to live without. Woman's a woman, man is a man. I can't be free, I'm just put it in your hand. Who cares about tomorrow? I need your love tonight. And even if you're evil, baby, hold me tight. You're not the angel that I dreamed about, but you're the devil I don't want to live without. A woman's a woman, a man is a man. I can't be free, I'm just put it in your hand. Who cares about tomorrow? I need your love tonight. And baby, if you're evil, baby, hold me tight.
Bell is about to ring. Get your answers in quick, guys. All right. Let's see the answers here. Victoria thinks it's Stay Away Joe. Rhonda says Spin Out. Manette says Spin Out. Sue says Trouble with Girls. Greg thinks it's Double Trouble. And Rita says Harem Scarem. And Brandon says Spin Out. Okay. And Victoria says Stay With Joe. Mm-hmm. The correct answer, Spin Out. Hey, you Spin Out. It's Spin Out, guys. That's the correct answer. Now, if you guys give me a moment, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to tally up these scores, and then I can get y'all to talk for a few minutes if you want to stay on. I'd love to talk to y'all about this. It was a fun evening. Very, very, very close, guys, all y'all. Okay, so I'm going to play this song real fast, and I'll get right with you with the tally, okay?
Did you ever get one of them days, boy?
Yeah.
When nothing is right from morning till night, you ever get one of them days, boy? Did you ever get one of them days?
Yeah.
You get up in the morning and turn the shower on.
Yeah.
You get some feet in your moan, yeah, the hot water is gone. Freezing, sneezing, you wanna dry your back. Well, did you ever get one of them days when there's no towel on the rack?
Yeah, rack.
You ever get one of them girls, boys? You ever get one of them girls who's awful nice with gold in eyes? You ever get one of them girls, boys? You ever get one of them girls?
Yeah, girl.
You're at a driving movie with a cute brunette.
Yeah.
Counting on the kisses that you figure to get. Closer, then she hollers, whoa.
Oh.
You ever get one of them girls who just wants to watch the show?
Yeah,
You ever get one of them days, boy? You ever get one of them days
when nothing is right from morning to night. You ever get one of them days, boy? You ever get one of them days?
Yeah.
You're on a Sunday picnic, a van it starts to pour. You're on through paws and I have a scratch until you are sore. Ants come dancing, carry off the bread.
Oh.
You ever get one of them days when you should have stayed in bed?
Yeah. Say,
you ever,
you ever get one of them days.
Okay, so let me get you guys in here. I've got Miss Rhonda. I've got Miss Ann. I've got Miss Sue. How do you do? I've got Manette, right? Is this Manette? Hello? Manette?
Hello?
Oh, it's Brandon. Oh, it's brother. Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
And I've got Victoria, but she wants to stay on mute. So, hey, guys. Wasn't it fun tonight?
No.
I kept you all in suspense.
I really enjoyed it, Shauna.
It's great. Yeah.
Kind of kept me in suspense too.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
It's real. It's really fun.
I can't seem to get the songs right with the movies though. That bothers me.
What helps me is when I used to be a movie buff and watch all of his movies nonstop, listen to his voice, because the sound of his voice changes with each decade in a way. Like, for instance, when he does Flaming Star, it actually sounds a little bit different than when he did Love Me Tender. I know it's two Westerns, but you can tell a slight difference.
His voice changed over the years.
Yeah, and when I look at, like, an Elvis poster, I can tell you what movie it is without you telling me what movie it is, because I can tell by his haircut and the way he's dressed, because his style changes during the decades as well. There's just little bitty things you can pick up on, Miss Sue, if you pay attention to those details. You can catch them really fast. That's what helped me when I was younger trying to do this trivia thing. It's just pay attention to his voice, pay attention to how he's dressed, pay attention to sometimes even the actresses in the movies, because that kind of gives it away too. But you just got to pay attention to some details sometimes. It kind of helps you. There's little things that I used to have to do to help me remember. Okay. So
thank you.
You're welcome. But, I mean, just keep watching the movies, girl. I mean, eventually, you know, you're going to get it. And a lot of these questions are going to be asked again. So, like I said, pay attention to the answers. If you don't get it right this time, about five shows down the road, you will. So, you know, questions will be re-asked, so that'll help.
Okay.
So here are the numbers, okay? Ready? So Miss Rita, she joined in late, but she did pretty good for her first night. She got a 7, okay? Miss Ann, you got 18. Not too bad. Miss Sue, you got 17. Brandon, you got 13, and tonight was your first night, dude. You did pretty good.
You did.
Good job, Brandon.
Yeah, Angel got 3, but she couldn't play anymore because she was having a problem with her phone and listening and typing at the same time. Something was happening, so she couldn't play anymore, but she said she was listening, but she got 3. Victoria, you got 11. Manette. Miss Manette, you got 22.
Wow. Well done, Manette.
And Mr. Greg, you got 22. So you're tied with Miss Manette.
Well done, Greg.
And I have to say the winner is Rhonda. She hit it at 36.
Oh, wow, Rhonda.
Yeah, but she had a head start last week of 17.
She did. She did. So even if I were to take 8 away from her 36, I'm just saying, girl.
Oh, I understand.
That still gives her 27. So she's still ahead.
Yeah, that's good.
So even if I took 8 away from your girl that did half of your points last time, Rhonda, you still got 27. So that's still more than everybody else. So you won this month, Miss Rhonda. You get to pick a whole show all on your own. You get to pick the music. You get to pick what we talk about, and you can get with me this week because we'll do it next week. Okay, not this week, but we'll do it next week and see what you come up with because the winner gets a full show all their own. All their own.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, the winner gets a show all their own, meaning they get to pick all songs that I play on my show, and they get to pick the theme of the show. Like, for instance, she might want a movie show where we talk about the movies, or she might want a Elvis is Alive show, or she gets to pick the theme of my next show, and she gets to pick all the songs on it, too. So whoever wins gets to take over my show, basically. Eventually, give me a little bit more time. I've got my sister-in-law. She's going to be making merchandise. I'll be starting to give away stuff like that, like stickers or coffee cups or T-shirts maybe. It just depends on how popular this trivia night's going to get. But eventually, I'll have merchandise. And what we're going to do is each month we get a winner. That means we have 4 weeks in a month. This month is already over. We only had 2 weeks of trivia. I understand that. But this coming May, we're going to have 4 weeks in May. So we'll be playing the trivia 4 weeks in a row. And who gets the most points in those 4 weeks' time gets to take over my show again.
Okay.
Plus, it's a good way to get y'all, you know, polished for trivia. I mean, it'll get y'all, you know, to know Elvis facts too, because the more you listen to the show, the more answers that you're going to know and the more Elvis knowledge that's going to stick in your head. Basically, that's how trivia works.
Sean,
and Brandon?
When are we going to start next month?
Oh, well, let me look at my Elvis calendar staring at me with those beautiful eyes. Let me play here. The first Wednesday of May is the 5th. So May 5th. That's the first Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to do this every month. Yeah. And I've got Miss Carolyn on too. Hello, Miss Carolyn.
Hey, that was a fun show.
Well,
thank you. Sitting here listening to it. You need the board game that I've got. It's called Elvis Presley Monopoly.
I own it. It's right in front of me. It's in a box. I will never open it. I've had it since the year 1998. It's my baby, but I own it. I just won't open it.
You have everything.
mine's been opened because about 17 years ago, I would get the kids involved. Either you can play Monopoly with me or you can do a tour.
Oh. Well, and I got this Elvis Monopoly from my mama for Christmas one year, and she also bought my niece one, but we made my niece open hers, and I never opened mine. I made my niece open hers, but I never would open mine. I want to keep it pristine condition.
Mine's kind of wore out for me and played so much.
At least you have good memories playing with your grandkids.
Oh, these are my kids, not my grandkids. I didn't have any grandkids then.
At least you have memories of your kids playing with it then.
I thought that was I didn't listen last week because I was sick, but I listened tonight, and it was a good show.
Thank you. I already gave everybody a heads up. If y'all didn't want to listen to Friday night show, you don't have to because it's the content was a little bit out there, but it was my birthday. But I gave everybody warning, so
yeah.
Everybody was warned, but I am enjoying this trivia night. It's fun, y'all. Y'all get a little chance to show me and our special guy your Elvis knowledge, and it's fun. It really is. I had fun with you guys. Thank you. I mean, seriously, it made my Wednesday, it's been making my Wednesday night for the last 2 weeks, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah, like, but that COVID
shot,
that second COVID shot knocked me flat on my back.
Some people are having problems with their second COVID shot, but I had my first with no symptoms. I get my second in a week and a half. I'll let y'all know what it does to me. Hopefully nothing but a sore arm. Hopefully nothing.
It affected Clyde's muscles and his legs. He got to the point he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
So he had to take off from work.
Some have been doing that. I took the Pfizer, and I have had no problems. So my husband took Pfizer, too, and so did my family, and they had no problems. So maybe it just depends on which shot you get.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a picture of what we took, and that's what the drugstore was offering, and our insurance would pay for us.
State of Georgia is paying for everybody's COVID shot, believe it or not. My insurance didn't have to pay for a dime. They're paying for everybody's. They want everybody to do it, so they're saying it's free. And then you get a donut when you get done. It's like, here's a free donut. Oh, thank you. Yummy. Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, they did the Krispy Kreme thing here one day. Of course, that wasn't the day we were going to get our shot, but...
Well, speaking of donuts, I was really happy and proud of the ladies that did get the donut question correct. So kudos to Rhonda and Sue and Manette. Kudos to you, ladies.
You know, Shauna, that was the only donut, still is, that are served warm.
I know, and I don't live close enough to the darn place. It's so sad because that's what I like. I like the warm glazed.
I don't live close to one anymore either, but anyway, they still serve them warm, is my understanding.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just going to have to start putting my glazed donuts in the microwave for 10 seconds if I want to get them warm now.
Oh, that's not to
say. Yeah, but it's becoming summertime, so Miss Shauna better not think of donuts anytime soon, but they are good. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are. Very good.
Well, folks, that is a wrap. I'm going to have to go for the evening. Thank y'all for playing our trivia game. I hope y'all had as much fun as I have. And remember, I'll be here on the 5th, which is the next Wednesday, and we will do this again, starting fresh, zero slate. Let's see who wins next month. Okay?
Okay. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Shauna. Good night, girls.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Carolyn. Good night, Brandon. Okay. Good night, Sue. Good night, Rhonda. Good night, Manette. Good night, John Boy. Good night. Good night, good night, good night. I love y'all.
Bye.
I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Everybody gather around and listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Last all night. Well, let's work. She's good to me. Oh yeah. She's
She's all right. She's all right. She all right. She's all right.